Supercooled shipments of a newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday for rapid air freight distribution to regional hubs across the United States. Inoculations against the virus that causes the deadly COVID-19 disease will begin very expeditiously, hopefully on Monday, according to Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who spoke to CNN on Sunday. More than 184,000 vials were on the first trucks leaving the Pfizer vaccine production facility. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be first in line to receive the initial 2.9 million doses at a time when cases are surging in the United States. Senior government officials, including some White House staff members, will also have access to the first round of vaccines and may be inoculated as early as this week. Staff who work closely with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence would be among the first in the nation to receive the vaccine. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks earlier this year. The U.S. has recorded more cases than any other country, with nearly 300,000 deaths from the virus and more than 16 million infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in Germany under new emergency measures, which will last from December 16th to January 10th. All schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close. Bars and restaurants will also remain shut. You can follow all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Brexit negotiations will continue. The European Union and Britain said they would ignore the self-imposed deadline of today, Sunday, to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations. Sunday was the original deadline. The Prime Minister of the African Kingdom of Eswatini died on Sunday at a South African hospital. The Eswatini government announced Prime Minister Andrew Dlamini's death on Sunday without specifying the cause. The Prime Minister of the continent's last absolute monarchy was 52 years old. Eswatini was formerly known as Swaziland. Dlamini had been hospitalized in South Africa since December 1st, more than 2 weeks after being diagnosed with COVID-19. He announced November 15th he had tested positive for the coronavirus that causes the disease. He added that he was asymptomatic and feeling well. He was then preparing to work from home until cleared by doctors. A court in Iran has handed a 9-year jail sentence to British-Iranian anthropologist Kamil Ahmadi after convicting him of conducting subversive research work. That's according to the semi-official news agency Tasnim on Sunday. Ahmadi was also fined $727,000. That's the amount Iranian authorities said he received for his research from institutions that are accused of seeking to topple Iran's Islamic government. Other Iranian news agencies also reported the sentence, but there was no immediate comment from the government. Ahmadi's lawyer said he would appeal the sentence. After Ahmadi's arrest, his wife told the New York-based Center for Human Rights in Iran that his work was independent and published with government approval. Rights activists have accused Iran of arresting dozens of dual nationals to try to win concessions from other countries. That's a charge the Islamic Republic has regularly dismissed. A new water level tracking project, partially funded by the U.S. State Department, launches in China on Tuesday to monitor levels at Chinese dams on the Mekong River. The 4,300-kilometer waterway flows south from China through Myanmar, Laos, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. The Mekong Dam Monitor uses satellite data to track water levels at dams in China and elsewhere. And John le Carré, the best-selling writer of English-language spy fiction, has died at the age of 89. Le Carré's literary agency, Curtis Brown, said Sunday that he died in Cornwall, southwest England, on Saturday after a short illness. The death was not related to COVID-19. Born David Cornwell, le Carré worked for Britain's intelligence service before turning his experience into fiction, including works called Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, and The Spy Who Came in the Cold. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.